One wet afternoon the following November, a Greyhound bus deposited Perry in Worcester, a Massachusetts factory town of steep, up-and-down streets that even in the best of weathers seemed cheerless and hostile. I found the house where my friend was supposed to live, my army friend from Korea. But the people there said he'd left 6 months back and they had no idea where he'd gone. Too bad. Big disappointment. End of the world. All that. So I found a liquor store and bought a half gallon of red wop and went back to the bus depot and sat there drinking my wine and getting a little warmer. I was really enjoying myself till a man came along and arrested me for vagrancy. The police booked him as Bob Turner, a name he'd adopted because of being listed by the FBI. He spent 14 days in jail, was fined $10, and departed from Worcester on another wet November afternoon. I went down to New York and took a room in a hotel on 8th Avenue, Perry said, near 42nd Street. Finally, I got a night job, doing odd jobs around a penny arcade, right there on 42nd Street next to an automat, which is where I ate, when I ate. In over 3 months, I practically never left the Broadway area. For one thing, I didn't have the right clothes, just Western clothes. Jeans and boots. But there on 42nd Street, nobody cares. It all rides. Anything. My whole life, I never met so many freaks. He lived out the winter in that ugly, neon-lit neighborhood, with its air full of the scent of popcorn, simmering hot dogs, and orange drink. But then, one bright March morning on the edge of spring, as he remembered it, two FBI bastards woke me up. Arrested me at the hotel. Bang! I was extradited back to Kansas. To Phillipsburg. That same cute jail. They nailed me to the cross. Larceny. Jailbreak. Car theft. I got 5 to 10 years. In Lansing. After I'd been there a while, I wrote Dad. Let him know the news. And wrote Barbara, my sister. By now, over the years, that was all I had left me. Jimmy a suicide. Fern out the window. My mother dead. Been dead 8 years. Everybody gone but Dad and Barbara. A letter from Barbara was among the sheaf of selected matter that Perry preferred not to leave behind in the Mexico City hotel room. The letter, written in a pleasingly legible script, was dated April 28, 1958, at which time the recipient had been in prison for approximately 2 years. Dearest Brother Perry, we got your second letter today and forgive me for not writing sooner. Our weather here, as yours is turning warmer and maybe I am getting spring fever, but I am going to try and do better. Your first letter was very disturbing, as I'm sure you must have suspected, but that was not the reason I haven't written. It's true the children do keep me busy, and it's hard to find time to sit and concentrate on a letter, as I have wanted to write you for some time. Donnie has learned to open the doors and climb on the chairs and other furniture, and he worries me constantly about falling. I have been able to let the children play in the yard now and then, but I always have to go out with them as they can hurt themselves if I don't pay attention. But nothing is forever, and I know I will be sorry when they start running the block, and I don't know where they're at. Here are some statistics if you're interested. Freddie, height, 36 and a half inches. Weight, 26 and a half pounds. Shoe size, 7 and a half narrow. Baby, height, 37 and a half inches. Weight, 29 and a half pounds. Shoe size, 8 narrow. Donnie, height, 34 inches, weight, 26 pounds, shoe size, 6 and a half wide.